Ashtavinayak Temples, Road Trip Day 1. We are invited to make a pilgrimage into the heart and life of God. Dallas Willard. Ganeshwar or Ganapati, meaning Lord of the Gana, Lord Shiva's attendants, is most loved in the southern parts of India, more so in Maharashtra. The entire state hosts the 10-day Ganapati festival with much pomp. To add to this, Maharashtra also pays exclusive obeisance to him with temples of importance found throughout. The temple of Siddhi Vinayak in Mumbai is one such. But the most important pilgrimage the devout do for Ganeshwar is the Ashtavinayak, 8 Ganapati, circuit. These are 8 self-manifested Ganapati, another of his names being Vinayak, idols dotting the state of Maharashtra, around Pune city. Ashtavinayak Yatra pilgrimage. Devotees undertake the Ashtavinayak Yatra to get their wishes fulfilled. The practice is to visit these temples in 2 days in a particular order. There is no history or religious tenet behind the origin of this ritual, but that's how it's been going on for centuries. The current temples, except for the one in Siddhatake, were all established in the 18th century under the Peshwar rule. The Peshwas, being Brahmins from the Konkan region, held a deep faith in Ganeshwar, and to further this belief, built these temples. These temples are within a 100-kilometer radius from Pune and include, in order of visit, Morishwar and Morgaon, Siddhi Vinayak at Siddhatake, Belalishwar at Pali, Varad Vinayak at Mahad, Sintamani at Ayur, Grijat Major at Lenyadri, Vignahar at Azar, and Mahaganapati in Ranjangaon. Beginning of the road trip itinerary day 1. As per the pilgrimage practice, the first day covers 4 of the 8 temples. Most undertaking the journey keep Pune as the base and take the road. The total distance to be covered is 500 kilometers. From Pune, the first destination is Morgaon, which is 70 kilometers away. Mayureshwar, or Morishwar, means Lord of the Peacocks. The temple is the seat of the Ganapatiya sect of worshippers and is of special importance since the Ashtavinayak Yatra begins and ends here. From Morgaon, the next visit is to Siddhi Vinayak at Siddhatake in Ahmednagar district 70 kilometers away. Ahilya Bai Holkar, the great ruler of the Holkar dynasty, erected this temple in the 17th century. Sitting on a hillock next to the banks of River Bhima, this temple gives city, spiritual power, to a devotee who does 7 circumambulations around the temple. In man-made idols, the practice is to design the trunk to face the left side. But at Siddhatake, the trunk of the idol turns to the right. This unusual occurrence in a self-manifested idol makes the devotees consider Siddhi Vinayak Ganapati as more auspicious and powerful. Culmination of Day 1. Pali, our next in the circuit, is in Raigad district 235 kilometers away, just on the outer limits of Mumbai, and takes around 5.5 to 6 hours of driving from Siddhatake. One has to maneuver through the western ghats to reach here. The Belalishwar, Lord of Belal, Ganapati takes the name of a young child devotee with unshakable faith in the Lord. The stone construct is from the 18th century, before which a wooden temple existed. It is a vast complex, with an inner and outer courtyard. Apart from the chief deity, pilgrims also worship the Dandi Ganapati here. From Pali, our last stop of the day is at Mahad, 40 kilometers away. The Varad Vinayak Ganapati is facing the east and bestows bounty and success in all endeavors. Devotees believe the coconut offering received during the auspicious month of Magh will bless them with a son. With this, day 1 of the tour ends. From here, Pune is 86 kilometers away, and that is our night halt. The total journey time, including temple visits and breaks, is around 14-15 hours. The last leg comprises considerable driving in the western Ghat section, that could take longer. Keeping this in mind, it is advisable to start early. Day 2 follows next week. Pin these auspicious icons.